Hi, it's November 7th, 2022. And I want to talk about, I guess, humility to some extent when it comes to knowing things. And maybe I wasn't sure what to call this, but, you know, I'm called the power of not knowing, or the power of admitting that you don't know. And where I'm going with this, hopefully it doesn't come off too much as a ramble, is I think that you, as human beings, we have this false feeling that we need certainty, that when you have a certain phenomenon in your life or something that's happening, you need to be able to explain it. We're just really uncomfortable with uncertainty. And as a result of that, you know, we throw in explanations, we fill in blanks for things that we don't know. I think where that's where a lot of religious belief comes from is where people, you know, the universe is so complex and everything else. And of course, it's very reassuring to have sort of an overall overarching explanation for everything. But I think what happens is once you get something that makes sense to you, you are prone to jump on it. Because it makes sense to you and you're using your mind. But even though you may have something that does make sense, it may be incomplete, and just the way it's explained, sometimes analogies are overused, the analogy makes sense, and then we jump on them as though they are fact. And then, of course, we can get really good at explaining them and whatnot, and we can feel as though, as people are impressed by what we explain, how we explain, and everything else, and we bring them over to our point of view. There's also almost, I'm going to say, insidious. I was trying to look for words for this. I'm going to share my screen. I shared what are synonyms for insidious, as in insidiously. So this need for certainty, but this deceptive, addictive, it says here, dangerous, crooked, disingenuous, like a snake in the grass, stealthy, you know, need to be the smartest man, the smartest person in the room type of thing. And then clinging to certain things. And as a result of that, once you do that, like a drug that you're addicted to, then you don't want to give it up. And I think what we do is we really do ourselves an injustice, because then, of course, when we're faced with contradictory evidence, we tend to be reluctant to take it on. So this is sort of a continuing of one of my themes that I've talked about before, and it's basically the idea of I reserve the right to be full of whatever, fill in the blank, at all times, which means that whatever it is that I believe, I try to say, I shouldn't even use the words, this is what I believe. What I want to say really is more along the lines of, you know, if I'm recommending something, it's based on whatever evidence I've come up with, I've been exposed to so far, what experiences I've had so far. This appears to be what makes the most sense to me. And until something comes along that contradicts it, then that's what I'm going to stick with, knowing full well that based on my evidence, this makes the most sense, because the world is really uncertain. I mean, I remember years ago, I went to see a counselor, this is almost 30 years ago, and I thought that was counseling what it was for. I thought this guy was going to tell me what I should do about this particular issue that I was dealing with in my life. And he more or less kicked me out of his office because he said, well, when you decide if you're going to do A, because I wanted to tell him, do I do A or B? And he said, can't tell you that. It's not my job. He says, once you decide we're going to do A, then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about how you're going to live with A, and if you decide to do B, then I'm going to come back and tell you how you're going to deal with B. And I realized that I was going to see this person, I was asking him to predict the future. Because I was saying, well, what if this is the right decision? What if this is the wrong decision? Well, of course, the future is unknowable and that's impossible. But even though some things are more knowable than the future, and even the future to some degree is predictable, but it's never going to be fully knowable, then, you know, so many things are so complicated. There's so many layers. And it's the old saying, I think if I've gotten just a tidbit of wisdom as I get older, which still makes me far from the smartest person in the room type of thing, is that, you know, the old saying, the more you know, the more you realize how little you know. And I think there's, we cling to this idea of, you know, acquiring knowledge, knowledge is power. I don't know, maybe I'm going to try to coin a new phrase here and say, uncertainty is power. Being open-minded is power, which doesn't mean you go along and jump on every little wind that goes by. It just means that you do make decisions based on the things that make the most sense to you, and you continue, but you're always open to changing your mind. You don't get married to things, you don't get tied down, you don't get overconfident or arrogant, and you realize that just this need for certainty. And also, once you feel you have it, and especially if you can impress other people with how good you are at it, it can become very addictive. And all of a sudden, you're just liking, you know, being the smartest person in the room instead of really, truly searching for truth and things. Anyways, again, I hope this doesn't come off as rambling. Thank you very much for listening. Appreciate subscribing. Appreciate sharing. Have a wonderful day.